Well, Jane Ace plans to marry off Neil Williams' widowed mother to Mr. Neff. In this way, Neil won't have the responsibility of looking after his mother, and Jane's friend Marge can then marry Neil. Last weekend, the Aces had Mr. Neff and Mrs. Williams over to dinner. Mr. Ace has a big deal pending with old man Neff, but Jane is interested only in the marriage match. This episode takes place in alternate scenes between Mr. Ace's office and the office of Mr. Neff. But first to Mr. Ace's office, where we find Mr. Ace and his secretary. Listen.
And you're sure that there hasn't been a phone call or a message or anything from Mr. Neff?
I'm positive, Mr. Ace.
Well, could he have called when you were out at some time, even for a minute or...
Oh, no, I would have known if he'd called.
Well, I can't understand it. He was so anxious for me to make up my mind to handle his real estate at 3%, and now that I want to talk business with him, he doesn't call or anything.
Shall I get him on the phone or...
I should say not. I'm not going to act anxious to get his business, and I know there's not a chance of getting more than 3% commission.
Oh, I see.
It's been 3 days now, 4 days since he was over to the house for dinner. I wonder if that scared him off.
What?
Oh, things went bad as usual. He developed indigestion.
Oh, that's too bad. Something he ate, no doubt.
Yes, you're a big help.
Well, it must have been something.
All right, Miss Wilson, let's not discuss it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to hang around the office another whole day. I can't afford to be out when his call does come through, if it ever does. And I can't afford to call him up because I don't want to seem too anxious.
Oh, excuse me. There's somebody in the outer office.
Maybe that's he now. If it is, show him right in, Miss Wilson.
Yes, sir. Oh, it's Mrs. A.
Mrs. A.
Oh, hello there.
Hello. That'll be all, Miss Wilson. Just hang on to that telephone out there.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jane, my love, what brings you here this morning?
Well, dear, I was downtown, and I thought I'd drop in and talk about Mrs. Williams and Mr. Neff.
Listen, Jane, do you mind if I'm not in the mood to go into that at this moment? I've got more important things on my mind right now.
More important than Mark getting married? Why, dear, there isn't anything more important.
Jane, I don't know whether I mentioned this to you or not, but the other night when I had old man Neff over to dinner, my main object was to close a deal with him to handle all his real estate. This is about the most important deal I ever tackled.
It is?
Yes, it is, and I'm having plenty of worries with it.
What kind of worries?
Well, Neff hasn't called me. I haven't heard from him since that eventful dinner you were kind enough to be master of ceremonies at.
Well, why don't you call him?
Because... Oh, you don't understand these things, Jane. You see, I'm having my worries.
What do you mean I don't understand? If you'll tell me, I'll understand.
Well, I can't call him because I don't want to appear anxious.
Oh, is that all? I understand that.
Well, that's fine. Now, you just go on about your shopping or whatever it is that brings you down.
Oh, I'm not shopping. I was just on my way over to see Mr. Neff, and I stopped...
You were on... Oh, now, look, Jane, are you going to spoil this whole deal?
Well, I wasn't going to see him about that. I'm worried about him and Mrs. Williams. That's the point.
Oh, that. Well, you can't go over there and insist that he get interested in Mrs. Williams.
Oh, but I wasn't going to ask him just like that. In a sort of a roustabout way, I was going to ask him how he's feeling.
How he's feeling?
Yes, you know how he said he wasn't feeling good the other night when he was over to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that would be a good excuse to go over and see him. And while I'm there, I'll ask him how he liked Mrs. Williams. Because I called her up already, and she said she liked Mr. Neff, and she was sorry he was sick that night. She made him something for his indigestion, she told me.
Oh, she did, huh?
Yes, but she hasn't heard from him either. She thought maybe I did, but I told her I hadn't seen hide or seek of him.
Well, he's been playing hide-and-seek with me for 4 days now. I wonder what that old codger's got up his sleeve. Hey, wait a minute. You're going over there, you say?
Yes, that's why I got up bright and early.
Yes, at least early. I hope it's bright. Look, Jane, you want to do me a favor?
What?
Well, I'm wondering of myself how the old guy is, what kind of a mood he's in, but I don't want him to catch on that I'm interested. Now, when you're talking to him, don't say anything about me or my business.
Oh, I won't.
But if he asks about me or says anything about this business deal, you act like you're not interested.
Not interested, yes.
It doesn't matter, this business deal, you understand?
It doesn't matter, yes.
This business is the furthest thing from your mind, and I haven't said a word to you about this deal. You get it?
I understand, dear.
You're just over there to find out how he is, and if you want to, you can find out about Mrs. Williams. I don't care about that part, but what I want to know is... If he says anything about me or this deal, but you don't say anything about it, it's not important at all. You understand?
I see, dear. You don't have to keep saying it over
and
over.
But I want to make sure you've got it.
I understand.
And you'll come right back here when you're through.
Yes, I'll be right back here.
Now, his office is in the next block. It's the 12th floor.
I know where it is. 12th floor of the Max Vicks building.
McMaxvey?
Yes, the MCMXCI. The name is right on front of the building.
Oh, yes, the McMaxvey building. Now, go ahead and come back here and let me know what you found out.
All right, I won't be long, dear.
Come back and I'll take you to lunch, Jane.
Oh, all right. I haven't had lunch with you down.
But remember what I told you. Not a word about...
I know, dear.
Tell Miss Wilson to come in, will you, Jane?
All right. Miss Wilson, Mr. Ace wants you. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
Did you want me, Mr. Ace?
Yes, I... did you get that list together of all Mr. Neff's holdings?
Yes, sir, I think I have them all.
You think you have? I want to know for sure, because if that old tightwad won't come across with the 5%, I want to figure out if I can make enough out of this transaction to make it worth my while to take it for less. Where is the list?
Here, on your desk.
Oh, yes.
This page shows all the deals he traded in last year.
Yes, quite a list of them.
And this is the list of all his holdings today.
Let me see that. Yes, that is a lot. I could make plenty of money at 3% at that. If I could only hear from the old...
I'm wondering why we never heard from you, Mr. Neff, and so I came down to find out how you're feeling.
Well, I'm feeling better, I guess.
Oh, that's good. I was worried about you when you got indigestion the other night. And Mrs. Williams told me she sent you some of that medicine.
Yes, she sent me something. I've been taking it.
She's so sweet, isn't she?
Well, it's nice of her to bother.
Oh, it's no bother. She told me she hoped you were getting better.
Well, I do feel better. I was a pretty sick man that night and most of the next day. I haven't been coming to the office till this morning. Got to feeling better and thought I'd come down.
Well, then you're all right now.
Yes, I guess so. I haven't had another attack since that last one.
Well, I guess it was the medicine Mrs. Williams picked for you.
Well, maybe.
She was so worried about you.
Oh, she was, huh?
Oh, yes. So I said to her, I said, well, hasn't Mr. Neff called you or anything?
Called her?
Yes, to tell her how you were or if the medicine helped you or not.
Oh, yes. I guess maybe I should have done something to show my appreciation. Because, well, doggone it, I do feel better than I have in years.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Of course, I can't say how long it'll last.
Oh, well, if the medicine doesn't last, she'll make you some more. She told me she would.
Oh, she did, huh?
Uh-huh. She's awfully sweet, don't you think so?
Well, I guess it was nice of her to bother with me at all. Maybe I ought to do something to show my appreciation.
Well, why don't you call her up and sort of take her out to dinner or something?
Take her out to dinner?
Or to a show or somewhere.
Well, I've got my business to look after. I'm just in the middle of changing real estate agents.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Mrs. Hayes, my business comes first with me.
Oh, but that isn't important.
Well, if your husband has the same ideas about business that you have...
Oh, it's nothing to him, really.
Nothing to him if I give him
well,
all...
Well, I think the most important thing is for you to call up Mrs. Williams and sort of thank her for everything, because you said you do feel better.
Well, yes, I feel all right, but...
Well, that's the most important thing, if you feel all right.
Well, maybe help does count a lot, but after all, I'm in the middle of changing real estate agents.
And I know Mrs. Williams is so anxious to find out how you are. And you said yourself you want to show her how much you appreciate what she did for you.
Yes, I guess I should do something about it.
She called me up twice to ask me if I'd heard from you.
She did? Mm-hmm. Twice?
Mm-hmm. She's so sweet.
Well, I guess I ought to do something about it.
Well, I can give you her number and you can call her up and ask if she would like to go out to dinner with you.
I never go out to dinner.
You don't?
I can't take chances of that fancy food at those hotels and restaurants.
Oh, but now you can because you said you're feeling better. Why don't you try it? We used to come downtown to dinner, Mr. Ace and I mean. We used to have dinner at the Clinton Hotel, and then we'd dance and, oh, have a spot.
Dance? I haven't danced in years.
You haven't?
I see them dancing in those places, all them newfangled dances.
The rumba's very popular now. I guess you can't rumba, can you?
Rumba? What do you take me for?
Well, I was talking to Mrs. Williams about it. We just happened to be talking about dancing. And she said it looks so hard. And I said, well, you can learn how, because there's all kinds of dancing schools that teach you how to rumba. And she kind of laughed. I guess she'd like that. I thought maybe you two could start learning together.
Oh, rumba, oh, Mrs. Hayes.
Well, you said you'd like to show your appreciation.
I can't dance and eat. Same time, I've got to lie down and rest after meals.
Oh, but not now. Not since you got that medicine Mrs. Williams sent you.
Yes, that has helped me, I guess. You know, I used to be quite a dancer when I was young.
Oh, you're not so old, Mr. Nair.
54.
You are?
Oh, I know I don't look it. That's because I took good care of myself. Maybe I ought to get out and relax a little more than I do. That's why I want to get this real estate business cleared up. I think I'll call up Mr. Ace.
Oh, you can do that some other time. Why don't you call her up and thank her and then invite her out to dinner?
Yes, maybe I should at that. What's her number? Do you know?
Oh, yes, I got it right here.
Well, just leave it here. I'll call her pretty soon. And by the way, what's the name of that dancing school you were talking about? I used to be quite handy with my feet.
I shouldn't have said her. She's been gone about an hour, hasn't she, Miss Wilson?
Oh, no, it hasn't been more than a half an hour, Mr. Ace.
Well, she ought to be back by now. I made a mistake even expecting her.
Oh, I think I hear somebody in the outer office now.
Oh, hello, dear. Here I am. I told you I'd be back in a jitney.
Yeah, that'll be all, Miss Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Well, dear, I went
just
over...
Just a minute, Jane.
What?
Just... All right, I didn't want her to hear this. What happened? Did you see him?
Oh, sure, and we had the longest talk.
Did he say anything about me?
About you.
Yes, about this business deal, this real estate he was thinking of turning over to me.
Oh, yes, he talked about it, and I did just what you said. I acted like it didn't matter either way.
Good. What did he say to that?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, did he say why he hasn't called me or anything?
No, but I guess he hasn't called you because he's been sick. But he's all right now. That medicine Mrs. Williams sent him was marvelous, he said.
Oh, so he's in a better mood now. Feels all right.
Oh, he feels fine. You know what I did about him and Mrs.
Look,
Williams?
Look, I don't care about Mrs. Williams and that. That's your department. Do whatever you like about that.
But you don't know what he's going to do.
I'm only interested in the fact that he's been sick, and that's probably why he hasn't called me.
Yes, but he and Mrs. Williams are going
to... Well, he had me hopping around. Now he's going to dance to my tune.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell
okay,
you.
Okay, Jane, you did a swell job. Come on, I'll take you to lunch.
Yeah, Jane did a swell job, all right, but not the job Mr. Race thinks she did. Getting old man Neff interested in Mrs. Williams and rumba lessons of all things. Well, we learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.